It's self-control that is needed in marriage, needed by both spouses, the ability to say, I can say ABC, but I'm gonna choose not to. That's what we need. Because I believe more often wives, they would vent out about ABC and say whatever they are saying. If we just are quiet, let them go on and on. Yes, throw in a sorry day, an apology, and try not to make excuses. I know I was gonna do this thing, I was watching this thing. Just an apology, for example. It's possible that things will not get out of control. She will feel much better after a while, and she could make conversation because there are some things that she would want to speak with you, which were part of her day. But all of that is blocked by the frustration that she walked into when she came into the house. So we will have more peace as husbands if on certain things we just let them be. The ability to absorb the lecture. You see, it takes to be helped by God, because the material that the Lord used to create us, we cannot stand the nagging. We hate it with all our hearts. And our wives are somehow, it comes easy for them. It comes easy for them. That's just how it is. So it becomes important that a man must know God. And to be able to do the impossible, you must know God and have a relationship with God. And by the way, one of the things which a woman desires is a man that has a strong relationship with God. Because it is that man whom God would not easily allow to go astray. A man with a strong relationship with God, how can he cheat? Where was God when he started to go astray? The Lord will fight very hard to help a man because he has a relationship with him. Even when he may want to go astray and be tempted, that man is within the reach of God. God can help him. Woe unto that man. The trouble is most men are too far even for God, because they do not know the importance of having a relationship with God. A man must come to the point where he says, the lordship, the kingship of my life, I surrender to a perfect man. A man I must try to become like. And that is Jesus Christ. That's a perfect man. That's a great good man. We must aspire to be good men. We must aspire to be men of integrity, faithful men, as he is. But without a relationship, that cannot be done. So it comes back to relationship. It comes back to the issue of self-control, where you're going to say, Lord, help me. I do not always have to come to the fights that my wife is picking with me. My wife, because women generally, if a man has done something wrong, it is not easy for a woman to just overlook. Women, they will call us out. Women don't take nonsense. That's just how they are. Women don't take nonsense. And men may do things they're not supposed to do. So that is why you have women all the time calling us out on those things. That's how it is. Sometimes women must consider as well to say, I came home, the dishes are not done and all of these things. Let me just do what I need to do. He didn't do it. Very disappointed. Very disappointed. But if I'm going to lecture him and go at him, and he responds as well and end up making my pain and frustration even worse, is it worth it? Is it going to be worth it? If I can just, or compared to just, let me remove the shoes that he put where they are not supposed to be. Let me just remove them. It's shoes. For the sake of my peace of mind, the sake of my joy, I value my joy and peace in the home more than his laziness. He didn't do this thing in 3 days' time. He's still promising to do it. But let me rise above that. The self-control cuts both ways on their side as well. Because they must, a woman must say, God help me with me. The material that you use to create us as women, we don't put up with nonsense. When we see nonsense, when we see what's wrong, we talk. We want to correct things. Things must be right. When these guys put and leave things all over where they are not supposed to be, we can't keep quiet, God. That's how we are created. Help me with me that some of the things does not necessarily have to take the peace in the home. It's not all the things I must fight him on. Some of the nonsense that he may does, it's not the kind of nonsense that will kill a marriage. It's dishes that are not washed. I would have preferred to come and just start cooking. But now I must do dishes and the cooking as well. Man, irritating. I don't need that. You understand? The ability to say, it's fine. Let me sometimes not fight over the dishes. Let me just do that. The man knows that I would have preferred that he do ABC. I will address it with him some other time and educate him and help him and do all of that. But I'm going against my nature, my inclination. Help me. Give me the self-control to go against it. Even though I'm inclined to vent out and lecture him and lash out at him and all of that, I'm just going to keep quiet this time. Next time, he'll know me.